José Luis Mendoza is an animated man. He speaks passionately about a work ethic he says he inherited from his father. Mendoza started working at 16, picking strawberries in California. He's now been in agriculture for 40 years.
Entonces yo allí, en mi zapato, cuando me pisó el forlet, ahí dejé carne y piel en mi zapato.
Six years ago, Mendoza lost part of his left leg, and with it, the ability to work as a farm laborer. While working at Zirkle Fruit in Sela, Washington, a co-worker backed up a machine as they loaded trucks. The machines are quiet, and drivers are supposed to honk when they're in reverse. But Mendoza says he didn't hear anything. Mendoza found himself on his back in the fetal position. The machine had run over his left ankle. He says an ambulance came 40 minutes later. Doctors saw Mendoza's injuries and decided to airlift him to Seattle. That was a Friday. By Monday, doctors amputated Mendoza's leg below the mid-shin. 6 years later, he still can't work in agriculture. After his accident, Mendoza filed a claim with the Washington Department of Labor and Industries. His claim is still pending.
There is no average that I can, you know, quote you.
That's Lori Evans with the State Department of Labor and Industries.
It depends on the type of injury, the severity of the injury, a high volume of external forces that could come to work.
Evans heads the Limited English Proficiency Team. They resolve claims with non-English-speaking workers. But as she says, there's no standard time for resolving these cases. While the goal is to get workers back to their job as quickly as possible, that's easier said than done. Depending on the severity of the injury and a doctor's evaluation, the claims process can take longer and get more complicated. Whether it's lost wages, attorney fees, or medical bills, the claims process costs everyone money. When he worked for Zirkle, Mendoza said he could make up to $1,600 a month. Now he gets a monthly check from LNI for about $400. Hard to support his family of six. If Mendoza is able to appeal LNI's claim decision, then the state would have to pay him a pension. But that's only if both parties agree Mendoza's injuries qualifies as a total or partial permanent disability. And that's why this year Mendoza got a lawyer.
Se siente uno como deprimido, humillado, como...
For Mendoza, it's been a frustrating experience. 6 years and multiple doctors later, there's still no answer on what will happen to him or his family. Attorney and medical bills are piling up, along with the regular costs of food, school, and housing. Mendoza says it's hard to accept he can no longer provide for his family how he once did. To add to his stress, Mendoza only speaks Spanish. So all the work with attorneys, doctors, and the state has to be translated. The Department of Labor and Industries has caseworkers specifically for people like Mendoza. Lori Evans and her team work with injured workers, filing claims for those who don't speak fluent English. While LNI wouldn't comment on individual cases, Evans did say that.
In claims administration, they are the only 11 that speak Spanish.
While there are six additional bilingual claims managers in Yakima, I asked Evans whether she thinks that's enough, but she declined to offer an opinion. LNI has 233 claims managers covering the 2.5 million insured workers in Washington. According to LNI data, in 2015, the department received about 86,000 claims filed by English speakers, 87% of which were accepted. In the same year, about 12,500 claims came from limited English proficiency speakers, and 91% were accepted, meaning workers were able to receive monetary support after their work-related injury. The majority of limited English proficiency claims were from Spanish-speaking workers. Mendoza says he prays to God for a long life so that he can keep fighting for full compensation. He wants to help other workers, especially ones who are too afraid to fight back. He says he'll devote his entire life if he has to. I'm Esme Jimenez in Yakima.